to Ukraine we go now, and the editor of Ukrainian Freedom News, Joseph Lindsley, who has been on the road. Joseph, how are you doing today?
Bob, good afternoon from Ukraine. Good morning to you all. I am still in this mountain town of Skola. I'm taking a walk through the village here, so you might hear some dogs, geese, and chickens in the background. As I walk through this village, every house has a fenced-in or walled garden with abundant produce. And you really see here, you know, even statistically, you know, Ukraine's not a wealthy country, but it really, there's a great wealth. You know, no one would ever starve here. People know how to build things and how to grow things. And I'm really reminded of that as I walk through the small mountain village. Another great wealth of the Ukrainians is their sense of community, which I experienced. I came here on my own over the weekend or last week, and friends found out I was here. So they showed up over the weekend, and we went on a hike up to the top of the mountain that I mentioned to you last week, where the Ukrainian insurgent army 78 years ago fought the Nazis. And so I saw that battlefield. It's a very small peak, and so, you know, and it was, yeah, I can't imagine how awful it was 80 years ago from this week. And Ukrainians won that battle only to lose a few weeks later to the Soviets.
It's very interesting, the history lessons that you give us and what you are interested in over there, Joseph. I know you went back to Lviv the other day for a few hours. Tell us about what was going on back there.
Yeah, I took a quick trip back. We have with all of our different networks from Ukrainian Freedom News and many other NGOs that we've worked with from around the world, we have a lot of people helping us. And there's a woman called Beata in Warsaw, and she's sort of like, you know, if you think of a World War II movie, a resistance leader, she is that type of person. And so she's really solved so many problems for us and helped keep people's spirits up. And so she came to meet us in Lviv on Saturday with a delegation of Polish officials, including the deputy marshal, the deputy speaker of the Polish parliament. And so I joined this delegation in a cemetery in Lviv, and I did not know anything of this history until Saturday. In 1918, there was a battle between the Poles and the Ukrainians for control of Lviv. And there were many Poles who were only high school students who fought and died. So we went to lay candles at their graves. I was wearing the camouflage Ukrainian embroidered shirt from the military given to me by friends while I'm in this place commemorating a Ukrainian-Polish battle. And it was a day really of healing. And then we walked from that cemetery to a new cemetery where soldiers from Ukrainian soldiers who've been killed by the Russians in 2022 are buried. And the deputy leader, marshal of the Polish parliament, she knelt down and she prayed for 2 minutes before the Ukrainian graves. And so the point of that visit was to show that the Poles and Ukrainians are brothers again, and that there's now healing. And I asked her afterward, I said, what was the moment when Polish-Ukrainian relations began to change? And she said, and I think her answer is so much what this war is about. She said it was the 2014 Revolution of Dignity, Maidan, when the Ukrainian people said, we want to be a tolerant, free democracy. We don't want to be controlled by Putin or any of his puppets. And at that moment, she said, that's when the Polish people became inspired by Ukrainians and realized they had to stand together for democracy.
So interesting. And meanwhile, Sunday, a Russian missile strike destroyed three buildings in a residential section of the country. And President Zelensky accusing the Russians of intentionally targeting civilians of late. And of course, the claims from Russia, they're only hitting targets of military value, which, as you've pointed out from eyewitness observance, is really just complete and total false information, lies.
Absolutely, completely false. We've seen, and that Polish delegation before they came to the cemetery and visited a children's hospital to meet the children who have been maimed and wounded, let alone the psychological problems from the Russian assault on, especially from on eastern and southern Ukrainian cities. And really, when you see the wounds that have had, you know, and the children that have lost limbs to this, I think that if anyone has any question about it, that's what you need to see to realize what this really is about.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting, Joseph, in addition to really documenting the horrors of war there, you have taken us through the country and shown the other side of life as it goes on, as normal as it can over there. And about that, an interesting email came in from Maria. Bob, I really appreciate your conversations with Joseph Lindsley weekday mornings. They are must-listen radio for me. The New York Times had a story about Lviv and thought it might be interesting to you and Joseph. Thank you so much. My child was born in Odessa. We were there to adopt and witnessed the start of the Orange Revolution in 2004. Our connection and gratitude to Ukraine is very deep. And then the article she sent, Joseph, was about the parallel realities there that you have told us about so well. Dissonant images of life and death play out side by side in Lviv. They can be stark as when babies are born steps away from the now overflowing military cemetery where Ukraine's young soldiers are laid to rest. At the front of the maternity hospital, windows decorated with paper storks are also covered in masking tape to prevent them from shattering in an explosion. And you've seen it all, haven't you?
Yeah, and, you know, for example, I mean, you know, we had a small, yesterday, a small slice of what life was like before the war. You know, Ukrainians love the mountains. And so after the hike, you jump in the cold plunge, spring-fed pool, and then you have the wood-fired Carpathian hot tub. And it's a very restful experience, but it was sad because, you know, you can't fully enjoy anything, even though you have to keep going in life. There's a wistfulness that hangs over every action in this country right now.
Joseph from Villa Park called in and won the Ukrainian flag, and he'll be showing his support out there. Joseph.
Keep flying those colors, and somehow together all the free people of the world will get through this.
We hope. And we will check in with you tomorrow, Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine. Take care, my friend.
Thank you, Bob.